Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Holy cow, Bob. November is gone. Here we are, December, the last month of the year. We're going to be wrapping things up and looking forward to 2019. But still a lot of grilling to do between now and the end of the year. And I've got a couple parties that I'm going to be doing a little catering for between here and the end of the year. Doing a company Christmas party, smaller ones, that kind of stuff. But looking forward to that. Always a challenge, though, to cook in the cold. And so that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, is some tips, techniques, and some ideas about what you might do if you're gonna have to get out the barbecue in the 20-degree weather. But I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, the smokiest show on the airwaves. We come to you on the fine station you're listening to, courtesy of their good taste. So we hope to make it worth your while.
It is a tasty season, yeah.
Don't forget to find our website at thegrillinguys.com. Great resource for you. It's a WordPress site, so there's all sorts of posts, and you can actually leave a remark, or, you know, if you want to tell us that, you know, we're idiots, you can do that on there.
Some do.
Some do.
Yeah.
More and more.
Yeah.
But at the top right side, you'll see a search bar, and just type in a keyword like jerky. This time of year, guys want to make jerky. I'm getting tons of questions on jerky.
Right.
And I'm still searching for Mrs. Deer right now, so I don't have any potential jerky hanging in my house yet. But great recipes like that that Jop and I have come up with over the years. Some we stole, some we created. And it's also a good resource for podcasting this show. Let's say you can't be here at the time your station's playing this show. You'll see a set of earmuffs at the top right. You click on that. We'll send this show for free. That's right, incredible value. We'll send it for free to your device, and you can hear our lovely voices wherever you're at.
Oh boy, it feels good to be carried along, right? Yeah.
You might even hear some cool jazz, right, if Brian's in the mood.
Yeah. So what'd you cook last week? Anything? Or you're getting ready to create a little indoor cooking space, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, like today when I get home, I will be ripping out the remaining little bit of my kitchen and leveling off the floors, and I'm going to count on your advice for some help on that. But Maureen's cousin's coming over in the morning, and he's got a cabinet shop in Farmington Hills. Mm-hmm. And your guys delivered my kitchen yesterday. I got them unwrapped. They're gorgeous. Standard kitchens is not standard at all. These people are...
We set the standard, right?
Fantastic to deal with. I'll tell you, the salesman Rob and Ada has been just a delight to work with. He's got the people coming out to put a template on Monday morning, and they're going to build us.
Ooh, there's some pressure. You better get those cabinets in on Saturday and Sunday,
not,
then.
Not to worry.
Right. Okay.
So we're going to do your suggestion and go with the quartz.
Good.
And we're going to have a kitchen to die for. The appliances came from Garrett's.
Yeah.
And they've been equally fantastic to deal with. Of course, they're sponsors. And I hope you'll be a sponsor someday.
Well, sure. We're lined up, right? I know a guy, right? I know a guy.
But, and so right now at my house, my Silverback, my Grilla Silverback pellet grill has a nice brisket I picked up at Sobeys. My cousin Mike, or Maureen's cousin Mike Butler, is coming over, and he loves brisket.
Is this the one that's going to help you with the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
so
sure.
He's going to go home with a nice big full packer, minus what we ate.
Right, so... A half a pack, right? So you say that Gorilla pellet smoker. Let's talk a little bit about their effectiveness in this cold weather. That particular fuel type and that particular kind of grill.
That one in particular, good question. And they double skinned it, And I think most of the pellet grills now do have a double skin. So in the winter, they don't burn up the fuel like they used to. So it holds a temp real nice. I'll do that brisket with one load of pellets, which is about a half a bag. And
20-pound bag, so about 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And that's a, what, that's a, you know, 12, 13-hour cook,
yep.
depending on what temperature you're cooking
it
at.
The way I do it, it is. Yeah. I'm a slow, old-fashioned guy. Yep. You know that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Heavy on the slow.
Right. But so one of the things that it'll be a common theme today is the fact that when you get that grill out, you're putting it in an ambient temperature in the 20s, maybe, especially if you're doing your smoke overnight.
Right.
Right? Tip number one, don't smoke in your garage, okay?
Only weed. I mean cigarettes.
Right.
Cigars. Jeez. Right.
But don't smoke in the garage because you won't like the effect the next morning. That's not from experience. But what I have done is open the garage door and put the smoker a foot inside just to get out of the rain or get out of the snow. So you got a little bit of roof over you. But usually there's a breeze and it'll draft the smoke out of the garage rather than in. But that ambient temperature, wherever you are, most of the smokers, other than the Kamados, which are ceramic, most of them are made of metal. And as you know, metal draws cold real quickly and heat, but it zaps your efficiency out of your cooking unit. And you just have to plan for that, right? Most of the time when I'm doing barbecue now, I've learned over the course of years, is that this stuff will hold really well when it's done. We put it in a dry cooler,
right?
Shut the lid. And when I say dry cooler, it's just any one of your coolers, but there's nothing in it. You wrap up the piece of meat once you've got it off the grill or the smoker, and you put it in there and shut the lid. 5, 6, 7 hours later, it's still holding temp. It's a big, heavy, dense piece of hotness that will still be hot.
Sounds like you.
Right. Yeah. Especially the dense part. But anyway, where I'm going with that is if you know you got your this gentleman coming over to your house to help you and you want to eat at 5 or 6,
right?
Don't try to time your cook so it's done at 5 or 6 because you'll get jacked up with this cold weather. It'll slow things
down.
That
is one of the best tips you could possibly give.
Right. So get it done. Plan it to be done at noon. And if it got done at 3, you can still put it in that dry cooler, hold it, and it'll be perfectly fine.
And you know as well as anyone, I used to be the guy that wanted to pull it right when we were supposed to serve.
Right.
Because I was trying to be the perfectionist. And several times we were a half hour late serving because I was stubborn and just wanted to serve it exactly when it came out. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's a lesson you have to learn.
Right.
And parking it is actually an advantage,
right?
Which, again, kind of slow to learn for me sometimes. I looked at the clock and wanted to cut it up perfectly. No, you have something called a cooler, and if you get one of those igloo coolers that's a five-day cooler, it holds ice for 5 days,
right?
It holds heat for days and days. So
right.
You can take your big hot piece of protein and throw it in that cooler, shut the lid, and leave the lid shut. If it's in conditioned space like your house, you could have it in there 24 hours and you won't probably suffer a 20-degree loss in it. So if you pull
amazing.
It off at 195,
right.
It'll be at 170 a day later, and you haven't been in the danger zone.
Right, never, because it's above the bacteria level, right, at 145 the whole time. So that's probably the number one cold weather tip is give yourself some extra time.
Yeah.
Don't worry if you get done early. Put it in that dry cooler. Shut the lid. Don't look at it. Don't show your friends. Don't show your buddies, hey, check out my brisket, right? You're letting the heat out.
Right.
But open it up when you're ready to cut it and serve it, and you won't skip a beat.
You made me think of something really good. So in the next segment, let's dive further into that temperature thing.
All right. You're listening to Grilling Guys. It's hot in here. It might be cold outside. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com. The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. The Wizard of the Big Board, Brian Fonders, is taking us out and bringing us back into the holiday spirit. Thanks, Brian. Well done, brother. Speaking of ice and snow, coming up later this week, Bob, December the 6th, we're going to be having ice night down at Allen Bob Sports, which is at M6 and 68th Street, right behind the Marathon Station down there at that intersection on the south side of Grand Rapids. Big three-hour ice fishing seminars, all kinds of deals. You know what, guys? It's coming. We got deer season kind of behind us. We got a few more weeks of it, but ice fishing season. And you get down there with Chaz, who's on the international ice fishing team, the USA ice fishing team, and he's the baritone of beer from Schmoes, and the guys from Allen Bob's. It's going to be a good time, December 6th, 6 to 9 at Allen Bob Sports. But Barbecue Bob, we're cooking in the cold, man. What you thinking?
Yeah, thanks, Jop. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I think we need to bring some Better Made chips to Allen Bob's. So all let's get a hold of our man there at Better Made, because they're very generous with samples. They love when we do these events to give us all kinds of samples. And I don't know if Southern Barbecue, or they've got so many cool chips that we have to find something that'll go with fish and sliders. Right. So we might want to slip into their
little salt and vinegar,
salt. Yeah. I'm thinking, yeah, exactly. Right. Fish and chips. But Better Made, great sponsor.
Pork rinds.
They just make that's a really good
one. There you are, man.
I'm starting my mouth water.
I'll get a hold of them.
I'm starving myself right now. But, yeah, thanks for joining us. Welcome back. And, Brian, love that rusty Chevrolet. That is, if you've ever been to, I think they're close to Negaunee, when you get west of Marquette, they actually, the Upers, which is a band I've known for years, I've known Lynn and those boys for years, and they're just really nice people. They're hysterical, but that rusty Chevrolet, I had that video from when I brought them in for a job once, and they gave me all kinds of autographed stuff, and one was a VHS tape of that video, probably before YouTube, and my daughter Maggie was a little kid, and she would play that video over and over and over. So maybe I'll have to bring that to her wedding, play
there
it for her.
There you go.
But that's a great tourist trap if you're ever on 28, just west of Marquette. You got to go to the Upper tourist trap. There's a pistol out front on the road. You'll know you're there because you'll see a pistol that stands about 20 feet tall and 50 feet long. Yeah. And it's a crazy place. You have to get at least one of their T-shirts to be an official UP.
Been there, done that, huh?
An official UP visitor. You said something before that really resonated with me, and I'm going to take it a step further, because Like my pellet grill, I keep it covered, but I also roll it in the garage. Number one, where I use it is in my new driveway in front of my new everything. And my wife doesn't want to see a grill sitting there with a cover. I don't blame her. I don't really either. It's not a decoration. It's an accessory. To me, it's part of my pride and joy having another grill. But, you know, a lot of these things I stash in the woods, my trailer and all that stuff. But on my back deck, I have my Cajun and my Tech and my deep fryer and all that stuff, and that's fine. But in the front of the house, yeah, I'm going to keep it over in my service bay of the garage and roll it out, plug it in. So when I use that pellet grill, it's coming. And my garage is heated. I have a wood boiler out there. When I pull that out, it's at 65 degrees. It's nice and warm.
Right.
So it has to maintain the temperature. What if you're using a charcoal or gas grill and it's on your deck and it's 5 degrees out and now you have a 5 degree piece of metal you've got to heat up to 300 degrees?
Right.
What's that do to you?
Well, it slows everything down is what it does, plain and simple. And it's and it takes a lot more fuel.
It does both.
To maintain that temperature than it would otherwise if it was 65 degrees like it's coming out
That's
of your.
That's right. It's practically like cooking with your lid open.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Comparable. So in the winter, one of the things I would say is you might select your cook based on something you can cook with the lid closed. Depending on your device, like with my infrared grill, it's so hot, if I put steaks on there with fat or some regular 80% hamburger, which I normally don't have, I can't shut the lid or I'm going to have a massive fire because that surface is around 1,100 degrees, and it'll simply be an inferno. As soon as the oxygen hits it when I open the lid, your coat's on fire.
Yep. Yeah, and that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to do that.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen again.
Right. One of the things that we need to guard against in this colder weather grilling is the wind. It will suck the life out of your cooking apparatus.
Therms.
Even if you've got cold temperature, you can work through that. But you have cold temperature and wind, I'm saying your productivity, the efficiency, rather, of your grill, your smoker, or whatever, just drops dramatically.
It's a setback.
Right. And just take that into consideration. What do you do is you got to create a little wind block, right?
Good idea.
And somewhere, somehow, be smart. It's still a hot surface. It's still, things can combust. But you've got to either, maybe throw your pop-up up and put the side on it just to break the wind, block the wind.
Yeah, sometimes, that's one way.
Right.
Also dangerous because now you've got a giant kite.
Yeah.
So you got to have some weight on it.
Right, yeah, anchor it.
So
yeah,
I'm thinking for the average guy, he's got probably, or girl, woman.
Griller.
You've probably got a grill on your deck, and it's probably a mediocre gas grill or a Weber kettle.
Sure.
Probably the odds are really good. Those are hitting 70% of the people that are relating to this. So if you're on your typical 20 by 20 back deck and the wind is whipping across it. One thing I would tell you is if you've got a lumber yard near you, like a Standale Lumber, you can go down to Standale and pick up a sheet of plywood or OSB. I would go with probably a 3/4 inch, a heavy grade, and I would cut that into like thirds down so you've got
The 8-foot way?
Yeah.
Or are you doing 8-foot tall, 16 inches wide?
It's going to be 48 inches tall.
Okay.
And I'm going to buy two sets of regular hardware hinges, barn hinges.
Oh, okay. So you're going to make a little surround.
And I am. I'm just going to screw that thing together so it'll fold up and go in my garage when I'm not using it. But I can pull that thing out, or I can leave it right on the back deck. You might want to paint it so it's weather resistant. Paint it black so it disappears. But I'm going to stand that thing up, upwind, and that changes depending on the day.
Sure does.
So make this portable and collapsible, and it's just a really simple way to block the wind. And you know what's going to happen is you're going to actually warm up yourself a little bit while you're standing in front of the grill because that cold wind was not whipping under your grill, and it allows the heat from that device to convect a little bit and slow down, and it'll make your experience a little more enjoyable. It's a really simple way to do it. Some have done it with galvanized, but if you get something heavier, like some 5/8 plywood, 5/8 OSB, I think you'll have some success in just knocking that temperature back. And then you can stow it in the spring, get rid of it, stow it when you're done using it each day.
Great little tip, and you'll be amazed at what difference that makes, just knocking that wind away. Coming up next, whether it's super fast, wild, or just a brat, we're going to talk about it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Starts to shrink. It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Too cold for me, I think. My inspiration sinks, and my motivation starts to shrink. It's cold.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy December. Here we are. We're in the last month of the year. How'd your deer season go, Bob? It's still on, right?
It is.
Because they extended it this year.
It is.
A few days.
It is.
And, but I have not scored, but it's for lack of effort more than anything. My buddies, you've got buddies. Everybody's got buddies that are putting their pictures on Facebook or sending you text or whatever. Some really nice deer taken this year.
There's some guys like Tim Roller and this Pelletier, I think, is from the UP, and guys I follow on Facebook that hunt a bunch.
Yeah,
they're putting up some pretty nice stuff online.
Yep.
I'm right now trying to figure out next year. So this year is going to be in the bag because I have so much coming at me with Maggie's wedding and Christmas and finishing up the house for the onslaught of parties coming at us. I'm just going to probably take a doe by my house. I bought a doe permit, and I've got plenty of dough. And
yep.
So I'm just waiting to see the right one, older gal.
Yep.
But if you're using charcoal, if you're using gas, they both need to heat up. You both need to, for both of them, you need to be ahead of your game. But I want to talk about timing. Are you going to go out and just do something that you can do really quick because it's cold out? Or do you want to pick something that you can put on and take your time with and go back in and enjoy a football game or you know, stare into your wife's eyes and dream?
All of that,
yeah,
man. All of that. For me, I think that I enjoy the process as much as I enjoy the result.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's
either
it's,
one work.
Right. Either one of those works for me. But given a Saturday afternoon when I'm not pinched to do something else, there's nothing more enjoyable to me than to do an hour-long cook on the grill or maybe fire up my Kamado with charcoal, get it up to heat, and cook a chicken. And it's an hour and a half or 2 hours, and I can go out and I can, you know, stick the thermopen in it and check and see how it's doing and open it two or three times in that hour and a half, and I've got it on 300 degrees. And
you know, they've got a device that I have. It's called Smoke.
Yeah?
And it's got two probes, and one goes in your meat, one just goes in the chamber of the grill,
yep,
and then it's
yep.
got a remote that you bring inside your house.
Right.
Something like that's really handy.
There you
that.
Go. Perfect it's, Christmas gift, yeah. by the way, for the griller go, in your life.
Yeah, go to thegrillingguys.com. On the right sides, all our sponsors, ThermoPen is one of them. Click on that link. You'll get their latest deal. But if you don't have a ThermoPen, you want the MX4 at least, or 3. And if you do have one, the next thing you need is called the Smoke.
Yep.
And it's only $199. Wonderful Christmas gift for your spouse.
Right.
Depending, and your wife can use it inside or you can use it inside. It's
right.
it's good for inside and out, but it's just really nice so you don't have to lift your lid.
Right. I have one. You can set minimum, maximum temperatures on it with alarms. So it'll send you the note if your fire goes out. That sometimes happens in cold weather if because you use more fuel than you thought you were going to use
yep.
to maintain the heat,
yep.
especially if you're doing a long smoke.
Which model do you have? Do you have Smoke?
I don't know what I personally I don't know what it's called, but
yeah.
it's got a little digital screen, and I got the two probes, one for the ambient temperature and one for the
And there's
the
some of those that
meat.
Are internet. We have that other brand that,
right.
that works on
Can't
the internet.
Remember that. Yeah.
That's a bit complicated for me.
Right.
I always had trouble with the IP on it, but there's a bunch of them that work on your phone app. There's all sorts of ways to do that, but I agree absolutely of remote monitoring. So let's talk about what to put on there. I think if you're doing super fast, if you were lucky enough to score a big game animal right now, those you have to do super fast anyway.
So lean. Yeah.
So I'm going to just take some chops from a back strap, and I'm going to hit them with a little bit of my favorite spice. And let them sit on the counter for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, warm up a little bit. And then I'm going to slather some garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company on there and throw them on the grill.
Right.
Put my spice on, then the oil. Always right. put your spice on first, then the oil. And otherwise, I might do, to be honest with you, this time of year, I cook the same stuff I cook in the summer. We love hot dogs and brats
right.
and burgers.
Right.
And I have that hand-raised cow that my buddy up north, Doug Singalob, raised and sold me half of, and that the hamburger is like 85% lean.
Mm-hmm.
It's not grass-fed. It's corn-fed.
Yeah.
Now, I have a buddy up in Mount Pleasant who actually feeds them old candy bars. He buys candy from some broker who pulls them off the shelf or whatever, and this guy has a stripper, strips the wrappers off them, and yeah,
strippers and candy bars. You lost me there for a minute.
They feed their cows in the last few weeks a bunch of chocolate. This stuff is crazy. That's the fattest steak I've ever seen. But you can take something like that and throw it on the grill.
But you're gonna have to watch that if it's got a high fat content in it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, but if you're leaving the lid open, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's so cold out. You're just trying to get that thing done.
So you're doing it. Your surface temperature is what you're after there, not the convective temperature in the grill because
yep.
you're leaving the lid open.
Everybody
right
knows the performance of their grate.
Right.
And if it's got hot spots, go buy some grill grates. We've had him
right.
on the show before. I gave you that pair I had.
That's
How
right.
do they work?
They're working great. And let's go down that rabbit trail just a second, because what that is it's a second set of grates that you set on top of the ones that came with your grill. But what it does is it creates a little airspace in there, and the way these things are designed, any drippings don't hit your burner.
Brian, I just want you to notice how easy that bait was. He went down the rabbit trail faster than I do.
Yeah, okay, right.
So let's
okay.
just but get I the record set.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't think the listeners care how much a rabbit hole I'm down. It's just what's down there when
or
I get there?
Or if you've got a stripper feeding your cow.
Right,
yeah, I get it.
Right, yeah.
So I might, yeah, and, you know, a lot of people don't have smokers, and here's something else I'd tell you. Go down to Garrett's Appliance. Mm-hmm. You can get a smoker for as low as $400. You can actually go to, like, a Cabela kind of place or Dunham's, and you can find the little smoky hollows for $129 if you really just want to practice and don't have the budget to dive $400 or $1,000.
Right.
But I'd tell you, your priorities are wrong if you don't have the budget for it. Wait till Christmas. Ask your wife for a gift card.
Right.
Because you don't need any more shirts, dude. Trust me on this, okay?
Right.
Your closet's full of them, and none of them fit.
Right. So. But a new grill or a smoker, I'm not sure you got too many of those.
No, never.
In my book,
never.
You don't?
I'm wanting another one.
Right.
I want one of those Tex-Mex or whatever that Garrett sells, that stainless
little
cubes.
Box?
Yeah,
cube?
I want one bad. Yeah. My wife never listens to the show, so she don't know.
Well, that's because
she
has to listen to you all day, right? Yeah. So
I get
why
it.
Would she listen to the show?
I get it.
But that again, the back to the fuel. If you're using pellets, if you're using charcoal, those are going to take longer to get that big metal box heated up. Whereas if you're a propane guy or natural gas, it's going to heat up a little.
Now,
quicker.
How about if it's really windy and you're using charcoal?
Dangerous when you open the top because that wind will sweep through there.
Is it on your wooden deck?
Right, yeah. Give you a burst of oxygen, but what it also might do is suck out some embers out of your firebox.
There's usually a vent. I had burnt my foot that time from closing lid on that smoker.
Right.
Because the air pushed the coals out of that vent.
That was terrible.
Oh, I can't. I did a dance.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But anyway, same thing will happen in your grill. Let's say you shut the lid a little hot. Because you're freezing, because you run out in your socks and no shirt.
Right.
So weatherproofing the deck if you're going to use charcoal in a high wind scenario. Another reason to make a little simple guard. Dude, it'll cost you $20.
Right. One sheet of plywood and some hinges.
Probably got the old hinges in your garage.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Get a garage.
If not, call me. I have.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about meatloaf, chuck roast, a whole chicken, and a whole lot more. Stick with us. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, you shot my cow!
It is the second week of deer camp. We just got done with that. I had a lot of fun this year at deer camp. I hope you guys did too. Bob calls it like he sees it. I don't go to deer camp to hunt. I go to deer camp to hang out with my buddies and do a little cooking and maybe a little elbow bending, jaw jacking, and just catch up. It's that man time.
You mean your class reunion?
No. This one was, my friends at Siciliano's Market.
That one.
They're so gracious.
That's a different deal.
They have the best deer camp. They've got a little compound with three brothers and their father who passed away. He's the patriarch of the whole deal and used to make this red wine where you drank these little juice glasses of it and it just tipped you over,
make
man.
You cry.
Oh, yeah. But
don't they call you weepy now?
No. I don't know what they
Sappy.
Call me. Sappy. That's what it is, yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that, in my opinion, is a big part of deer camp. Just like the one I harassed you about your classroom. It doesn't matter. It's time to hunt and see friends, and whether they bring their wives or not. I actually had a dude. I went to see to a deer camp to see this guy, and when I showed up to see all my old buds, it was only one bud, and the other guy brought his wife.
Ooh.
And which turned out really nice. I didn't care. I was at camp by myself anyway. I was just dying to see somebody after several days in the wilderness.
Yeah. But the no shave, maybe haven't showered, might burp, fart, might do something.
They've got
I don't know. It's just better when the guys are all around.
They've got this beautiful house in the woods, and it's like, take your boots off. It's not like my deer camp. Where, you know, please leave your boots on because we haven't vacuumed in 3 years.
Right. Yeah. And this, you know, I'm the big fire pit where you got 20 guys sitting around it and everybody's calling each other names. There's a whole table full of food, munchies. Everybody brought something over, their best sausage recipe.
Yeah.
Or we had a guy up there at Siciliano's that had a dry brined sausage where it was never cooked, but he'd put the mixture together and hung it for like 6-8 weeks, and it cured it, right?
Yep.
And it was hard. And
charcuterie.
And sliced it thin. Oh, man, it was fabulous.
Yeah, that's old world European stuff.
Right.
Italians and Germans are big in that.
That's who they were.
Yeah.
Bunch of Italians
bunch
up there,
of
right?
Paisanos.
Yeah.
So I think my best deer camp, since we want to take a bunny trail, I do. My buddy Dick Waite up in Traverse City.
Come on, that's not a real name.
Yeah, his mom's name was Helen. No kidding. Dick Waite.
Will Waite.
Dude's a real frontiersman. I mean, he's the kind of dude that'll just trek off into the woods with just a rifle and be gone. But I had so many great hunting experiences with him around Atlanta, where he grew up, Michigan.
That's elk territory.
Yeah, and several years of hunting with him up there, they had 16 buys, which were 16 by 16 army tents. And they put two of them together and they had bunk beds they'd bring into them. And they left the door open half the time because they had this 55-gallon drum heater and it was like 80 degrees in. You couldn't wear anything but a T-shirt. But you could leave your boots on and walk in the dirt.
Right, yeah.
Outside they had a 4-foot stainless griddle propane. So when they did breakfast or whatever, I mean, it was the most fun. Big euchre tournaments at night. It was ridiculous, but I always got the palette blind because that was the crappy one, and I was the newest guy there. But it was really a wonderful thing to sit inside of a hill. And my first hunt up there, I've got these deer going by me, and all of a sudden I hear crash, crash, crash behind me, and I look up, and I see the belly of a cow elk, and she's moving the side of the palette. It's like bulging as she walks by with her big old belly hitting it. And then I hear crash, crash. I turn around, and here's a bull right behind her, and I'm scared to death. I'm like 23 years old. I didn't have a lot of wildlife experience. I didn't want to get stepped on.
Right. Yeah, cool story.
Oh, my.
Cool story.
So meatloaf is something you can do on your grill.
Don't do it often. It's usually conceived as an oven thing. But,
right? Yeah, and I tried this years ago on, I think, when I had my old Phoenix grill, which was like a Holland grill on steroids. Which was a grill that basically had a diverter pan under it. You couldn't really catch anything on fire. It was almost more of an oven. But the Phoenix got to a higher temperature, so it did a nice job grilling. But I put a pizza stone on there and put one of my wife's meatloafs on there to cook it because it was so hot out. We didn't have air at the time that I just wanted to not light the oven up. She didn't want to light the oven up, but I love her meatloaf. So she put it on a pizza stone. I put it on that grill. And this was 10, 12, 15 years ago. I don't know when, but I did that first one. And, of course, basic fatty hamburger. You get a ton of grease running off, so it was nice. You got a little extra fuel for the grill, a little flare-up.
Right.
But the pizza stone kept it from becoming a problem.
Right.
And I closed the lid and baked that thing for 35, 40 minutes. And then I started playing with it over the years where I'd throw some smoke to it, and then I'd put it on my smoker. Well, Pat Ringler up at the Cedar Creek, or what do they call that?
Chase Creek Smokehouse. Yeah.
He heard the show one day, and he tried that meatloaf in the smokehouse, and the people loved it. Well, if you go to Chase Creek Smokehouse up in Chase, Michigan now, about any day of the week, you're going to find smoked meatloaf, and
right.
It is awesome. It's almost as good as mine.
Almost, yeah. Chase Creek is really easy to find if you're headed north in Michigan. 131 is a north-south thoroughfare, and when you get up to the Reed City exit, that is US 10.
Yep.
And you're going to go to the west about 3-4 miles, and you hit this little wide spot in the road called Chase, Michigan, and you'll see the sign for the Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Yep.
But really cool this time of year because it's on the old rail trail that goes from one side of the state to the other.
And that's his old family land.
Right. And so you could be riding your snowmobile or your quad or your 4x or whatever you're on this time of year.
All snowmobiles.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
Stop right there and get warmed up. So
tons of snowmobiles this time of year. Yep. And that was really wise to build in that place.
Right.
But if you're at the Chase Creek Smokehouse, just know that you are, as the crow flies, 7 miles north of my hunting place out on Whipple Lake.
Okay.
You're right close to where
right.
we hunt. So
yep.
that's
super
a cool area. Great place. He helped us out with GI Barbecue. Good guy. Fun place. Awesome barbecue. There's a lot of barbecue places now in the Midwest, but that's definitely one of the best kept secrets.
And one of the cool things about going there, I think he's got like the largest ceiling fan in the world. Not really, but
yeah, I think Howard Hughes gave it to him from the Spruce Goose.
Right, yeah.
So chuck roast is another thing I'm going to go low and slow on.
Okay.
And if you're still without deer or if you don't like venison but you love making jerky, chuck roast is a great piece to use for jerky. But I'm going to probably talk about just doing that thing on the grill. And you can do it on a pizza stone if you want the grease to run off, or you can do it in a cast iron pan if you want, or a pot, something like a Dutch oven, oops, if you want.
God, I knew that was coming.
But putting a little smoke to that chuck roast
right.
is fantastic, and my mouth's watering right now because right. I love it. It's right up there with brisket
it's
for me.
It's a very flavorful
it's so
piece of meat.
So freaking good.
Right, it's overlooked. As are most men, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
Okay, today's man law, courtesy of our producer, Mr. Brian Fongers. No man shall ever use a rolling backpack. If you can't carry the bag, give me your man card.
That's right, clipped. It's over.
I used to fly a bunch, and now my new role in life, I don't have to, which I love. But gosh, I'd go through these airports, and the one that always killed me was the guy with a little stewardess bag that had four wheels on it, and he'd be pushing it along. I was like, oh, don't hurt your wrist there, dude.
Yeah, you subscribe to this so much that when you went to Europe a few years ago, you bought a man purse.
Correction.
You didn't want to roll anything, man.
Correction.
You were carrying.
Correction. My wife bought one, and I never carried it once.
Right, right. Good thing this is radio and not TV, because I could produce the picture.
You can't, because it was never possible. Matter of fact, it sparked quite an argument. She was mad at me for a good part of the trip because every time we'd take off on a day adventure, she'd try and get me to take it.
Ah.
And it's like, I'm not carrying anything but my wallet. My gun's back in the States.
Right.
So I don't need that little purse. It actually had a Swiss Army cross on it.
I think
it might still be in our luggage room. If anybody wants a man purse with a Swiss Army cross on it,
yeah.
I'll give you $10 to take it.
Yeah, right. And if you want his autograph on it, you can have that too. I'll make sure that happens. Yeah.
It's probably still got the tag, so you could even gift it to, hey, that's what I can do.
All right. Watch out. Here comes my Christmas gift.
Whose name did I draw? I drew Joppies.
Yeah, here it comes. But, anyway, well, I was gonna talk about doing a whole chicken on your smoker or your grill.
But
we're gonna I don't dare touch this right now. Plus we'll cover that in the last segment. But coming up next, we'll bring this train to the station. What about using a wok on your grill?
Oh,
stick with us. We'll be back.
And all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been talking a little bit about cold weather grilling, some of the prep work you need to do, some tips and techniques, and want to finish with one of the most popular items you ever put on a grill, and that's chicken. And I want to talk about a whole chicken. Maybe a tip for you. This is something that you can put on the grill, and you can leave it there for half hour, 45 minutes. And not have to look at it. So if you want to go back inside and enjoy the warmth while the grill's doing the work on the outside, that this is perfect for that. The beer can chickens, that's the one where you put it on the little stand and you put some sort of moisture in a can inside the cavity of the bird, and then you set the bird over top of this bracket or holder, if you will, with there. Now I've used,
what is this beer can you speak of?
Right, I've used beer, and you can use all sorts of different types of beers, or we've used fruit juices in those too. Just maybe even some orange juice or something with some lemonade or something. Just
maybe a little miracle off 28th Street.
Right.
Oh, that's sold out, by the way.
Oh,
so,
is it?
Yeah. If you want any of that, you have to go to Schmo's Tap Room on Patterson.
Okay.
Just north of 28th Street.
Well, we'll be seeing him this week.
We have to do that. I hope he brings some.
Well,
Chaz, if you're listening, miracle, pull off a miracle.
Yeah. Or pull off about a case of them.
Yeah,
not
more
just
cases.
One.
No, sold out.
Oh, really?
But he's got to have something in.
Oh, come on. There's
he's
always
have
a little
a six
stash.
Gallon.
Come
I've
on.
Got an extra corny in my garage I'll bring over
yeah,
there and fill up.
Chaz at Schmo's Brewery, the baritone of beer. He's actually running Ice Night at Al and Bob Sports. He's the featured speaker, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's December 6th, next Thursday night.
Yep. We'll be there.
Right.
So come see us.
Yeah.
We might give you a bag of some nice Better Made chips.
Right, 6 to 9 at night on December the 6th. They're on 68th Street and 131 on the south side of Grand Rapids.
Hard to find. Little tough location, but just look behind the Marathon station. You'll see a bunch of horse trailers. It's a giant business.
Millbrook Tack and Trailer is there, and Alan Bob's is inside of Millbrook.
Easy for you to say.
Not so much.
Let's talk about using a wok. My Cajun grill has this really cool plate you can set on it, and it holds a wok or a big Dutch oven or any kind of big pot. The Cajuns love smoking their soup and chili and all these different cool things they make. But I like putting my wok in there to do fish.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have one.
Yeah. A fish or a wok?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually out of fish, so if anybody has any extra walleye – I don't know.
Oh, who you love now? Well, it depends if I get that man purse for Christmas or not.
I'm pretty sure you will. You gave me the idea.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can put a wok on a grill, especially if it's got a flat bottom to it. You can do that on any grill you've got outside, but that's another nice way to do some fish outside. Let's say you don't have a deep fryer. A lot of people don't.
Or you want the smell outside. That's the real one.
But a deep fryer you'd have outside too. But
sure.
This takes very little oil.
Right.
And a lot of times it's just you and mama or you and the kids. Let's say you're throwing some Mrs. Paul's in there, some fish sticks.
Ooh. Is that fish?
No, it's bread.
Yeah.
But factory fish. But I love using my wok on my Cajun. Now, if you want to use a charcoal grill, I'm sure there's devices that'll hold it on your kettle.
Just a little ring. You know, you just put a little ring on the grate just so it doesn't wobble around is all it is, a little metal ring, and
that'll probably work just fine. Just put four bricks on there and do the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. And the bricks would hold heat even better.
There you go.
But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Holy cow, it's December already, and you know, get out and enjoy a grill in your backyard. What you thinking about?
That's right. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's The Grilling Guys on Facebook, and I'm Grilling Guy on Twitter. Check it out.
My feet been dragging across the ground.